Hi, this is Babe Winkleman. Hey, if you're like me, deer hunting is something that is very near and dear to your heart. But the greatest part of it is celebrating the feast, eating that beast once you get done with it. And if you want to learn how to get your meat right, then join Bob on the Grillin' Guys show, and they can tell you.
Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on 107.3 WBBL and the Michigan Talk Network. We are live in our studios today. I'm just itching to get out of here because we're going to be bumping up against 40 degrees. It's going to be a great day, one of the last warmer days in the next week or so to get out and fire up my grill. And I am going to smoke some meat, just like Babe just said. But you know what? When you do that, you got to be dressed right. And Bob, we got somebody on the grilling guy right now, grilling line right now, don't we, that can help us dress.
That's right. There's a funny story to this. You know, my roots are from the UP, and for the last couple of years, Jop and I have been going all over the place making a ruckus. And sometimes I'll wear my Stormy if it's cold out, and I'll wear my Stormy Cromer. And, you know, for the longest time, Jop used to, what was it you used to, kind of bust my chops about that hat.
Cause, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And, but then I got religion.
And that, yeah. And then finally, after a year or two, you know, it finally grew on him, and he bought a couple, and he put our logos on them. And now he's the proud owner of several Stormy Cromers, and he wears them all the time. So I just thought, since we're going up to the Sturgeon Festival in a couple weeks, and we're doing all this stuff out in the snow with the snowmobile races and all this stuff, it'd be a good idea if we talked to somebody that was really important in keeping guys' heads warm. And that's why right now on the grilling line, we've got Bob Jacquart from Stormy Cromer in Ironwood, Michigan. Good morning, Bobby.
Good morning, guys. Greetings from the far western UP.
Yeah, as far west as you can go, eh?
Yes, sir.
You bet. Bob is the president. Now, how long have you actually own, you bought Stormy Cromer, is that correct?
That's correct. I'm the third owner of this wonderful history of this wonderful legendary hat. I bought it in 2001 and have owned it since then.
Yeah, well, you know, my family is from just blocks away from where your factory is, and so that hat is very, you know, it's nostalgia for me. I just, you know, all my uncles and my dad, everybody had them, and now I see them all over the place, and they're actually trendy, which I get a kick out of Jop wearing his now, because he used to kind of like to give me a little berries once in a while for wearing, you know, my big muck luck winter hat, and now he's finally got religion.
Yeah, we've notched it up a little bit. It went from being Grandpa's favorite cap to the cap of a lot of stylish people, and we're very, very proud of that. We kind of took the legendary story that goes with it, that there actually was a guy named Stormy Cromer that put ear flaps on a hat, and we leveraged that to turn it into just a group of people that like keeping their heads warm and kind of like to look a little different, and we've added ladies' styles and a pedal pusher with flowers, and this year we're coming out with school colors. So we're hoping to start some crazes down at a couple of your big universities down there. We've got a beautiful blue and gold hat coming out and a green and white hat, and we'd love to see that make university famous as well. So we're just having a ball with this.
Boy, it sure sounds like you are. Bob, if somebody wanted to find one of these hats, are there retailers that carry them, or is there a website they can go to?
We've got a website. It's stormycromer.com, S-T-O-R-M-Y-K-R-O-M-E-R .com. And there's a Bill Paul's Sport House in Grand Rapids.
Bill and Paul's, yeah.
Trading in Grand Rapids is our dealers as well.
Traverse
City. We've
got
them all over. I know you guys are in a pretty good size listening area, but we've got them in towns that every town that your listening audience is coming from. They can go on our website actually and just find locate a dealer. It's a fitted hat. It's a sized hat, so it's almost best for you to walk into the store and try a hat on, and of course then they can look at the other things that we sell. Shirts and coats and vests that all are part of the legendary story.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are talking with Bob Jacquart. How do you say it, Jacquart or Jacquart?
That's good enough.
Jacquart.
Either way is fine.
Yeah, okay. So
Bob the Cromer guy is just almost better.
Bobby Cromer from Ironwood, Michigan. And Ironwood is a sister city to Hurley, Wisconsin. Some people know where Hurley is and don't know where Ironwood is, which kills me.
Both of them.
Yeah. But it's just one of my favorite places on the earth and, of course, very nostalgic. As I told you, our family farm's just down the road from there, and good pasty country right there, eh?
Yes. Yep, come on up and have some of Joe's pasties and look for some fun things with us, Stormy Cromer and pasties and of course, beer. We're good friends of the beer retail outlets as well. You can get a Liney's, you can get a Line and Kugel Stormy Cromer hat, and you can get a couple of other brands as well. And it's just kind of a fun connection. So
well, I bought one of your, when I was at your store here in the last month or so. I stopped at the factory to meet you. You were gone, but. I found your, I got one of the black ones with the second flap. It's your big, heavy winter cap.
Oh, yeah.
I wore it all deer hunting season with a hat light on it. And it was just a phenomenal hat. That thing is the beast.
Yeah, we figured out how to make hats now. We've turned into a pretty stylish hat company. And then also that Rancher is very, very functional. And it's a really warm, it's a really warm hat. So,
Bob, I got to ask you. On a personal note here, can you do logoing on the hats? If somebody wanted to give these as a gift or use them as a promotional item, we had took it to a local embroiderer down here, and she was, what I'll say, Stormy Cromer ignorant, and she'll remain nameless, but she sewed the ear flaps to the inside of the hat so they're non-functional now because well, she's tried to put our logo on the side of the hat and sewed right through the whole thing. So we gotta shoot you our logo and get a couple more Cromers with the grilling guys. We're going to need a rush order on those because we want to wear them when we're up at Black Lake in a couple weeks.
Well, we can do that, and we've got an advantage over your lady where we can embroider the ear flap before it gets put on the hat.
Yeah.
So we really do have an advantage. So,
well, it's cold weather. I personally just love your hat, and until I visited your factory like a month ago, I never knew that my favorite Cromer was actually a girl's version. So the one I've been photographed in a million times.
That beautiful white one.
Yeah.
Well, I've got a lot of friends that actually winter hunt. They hunt coyotes, and they need to be all white.
Yeah.
And so they use them, so don't feel badly.
Okay, good. My testosterone level is rising again. Thank you, Bob, for restoring my manhood. All right. So thanks so much for joining us on the Grillin' Guys and the Michigan Talk Network. Always happy to have a good youper on the line.
It was a pleasure, guys.
All
best
right,
wishes
sir.
For a great 2013.
All right, and you too, and I'm sure we'll be watching your success.
Thank you.
You bet. Very cool.
Yeah, that's just a great, great story.
Feel good.
He took that company, another Michigan company. He took it from the depths of bankruptcy, yep. And he's resurrected the thing. And he's got
200 employees.
Right, that's where I was going to go.
UP.
Yeah, in the UP. So yeah. It's just a cool thing. And
he
if you've
didn't
never
build
seen
that.
Right. If you've never seen a Stormy Cromer, go online and check that thing out because I was a naysayer. For a long time, and like I said, now I wear one. I've got a couple of them.
Are you noticing a trend here, people?
Yeah.
Are you noticing a trend? Joppy's evolving. He's coming around. He's getting a little bit of redneck in him.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, if you hang around with a skunk, eventually you start smelling them. So anyway, it's all good. It's all good, and I own up to that. I really enjoy my Stormy Cromer. It's got to be a cold day, though. Man, those things are warm. They're really warm. But enough about hats.
Skunks. Right. I'll just disregard that whole remark.
Yeah, okay. Well, somebody got it. But anyway, hey, check us out on the web, thegrillingguys.com. Hook up with us on Facebook, /thegrillingguys. Bob's on Twitter as the Grilling Guy. So a lot of ways to get a hold of us. We're interested in what you got to say, how you like the show, and basically what you're grilling this weekend. Give us a shout. Let us know. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. We'll be back.
This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.